Hello, Audio Boom. Graeme of Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Thursday, the 16th of October, 2014. About 20 past 11 in the AM. I'm back, sort of. I've been, last time I recorded was Friday afternoon. And I was saying then that I'd been feeling not very well for a couple of reasons. One of which was because I'd had some kind of a cold or tonsillitis-y type, virus-y type thing, but I thought it had gone, and it must have heard me talking about it, because a few hours after I recorded that, it jumped up, smacked me around the face and knocked me out. So I didn't actually go walking in Sherwood Forest on Saturday, sadly. So that was four opportunities for the weekend that all fell through, the last one being, well, none of them would have happened in the end, because I couldn't move off the blinking sofa. Well, I could, but it wasn't very nice. I was just completely wiped out. And I know all the girls are shouting, man flu. Yes. But, I was out of it. So I spent all weekend just vegged on the sofa watching TV. Couldn't be bothered to do anything. Literally just, other than essential sort of childcare-iness, I did nothing until Tuesday evening. I actually went off and did a supermarket shop on Tuesday night, which is my want. I recorded an audio book on the way, and I listened back to it. I forgot to upload it, but I listened back to it, and it was just utter gobbledygook. It really was. That's been archived in file B1N. I'm feeling a bit brighter. I've just had a message from somebody asking about my welfare, which is much, much appreciated. Thank you very much. You know who you are. Nice to know that people are thinking about me. What's been happening then? Well, apart from being vegged on the sofa doing pretty much nothing for the last few days, I've had a bit of an epiphany. I've mentioned this many times before, when the whole next generation gaming console thing happened, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, when that happened, I took a step back from gaming. I was very hardcore gamer at the time. Incidentally, I will just add here, when I say I'm a hardcore gamer, I know some of you may, assuming there is this sort of stereotyped image that is propagated by the media in certain quarters of video gamers, and when somebody says they're a hardcore gamer, I'm sure some of you may conjure up this image of this overweight and somewhat unhygienic person sitting on a very, very aged and floppy sofa with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and a bottle of beer in front of him, burping and ignoring his family and his children, and just generally festering away with square eyes, gazing into a world and screaming holy abuse at the screen as he is shot once more in Call of Duty. I don't fit that stereotype. I must get this in. When I say I'm a hardcore gamer, I can put some serious hours in, but fortunately, I'm a night owl. I don't need much sleep. Never have done. Hopefully, I never will do. So I tend to go to bed very, very late anyway. So when I am gaming, my gaming, majority of it, is done late at night after the family have gone to bed. I very, 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 very rarely will I put the console on during the day, unless it's for one of the inverts, for my lad to use, obviously. And my kids will certainly never, ever, ever see me playing anything violent. And they'll never, obviously never be allowed to play anything like that, but they would never see me playing it, you know. I know lots of people who will sit there playing violent video games with the kids running around, and, you know, hey, each to their own and all that, you know. Far beyond me to tell other people how to live their lives. I've tried that before. Doesn't usually get you very far. I was a hardcore gamer, yes, but it didn't interfere with my family life. I must get that in, because I don't want people to think that I'm some kind of neglectful parent. I wouldn't ever abandon my kids for a virtual game. Now that that's cleared up and I've got that off my chest. Of late, I've not been bothering. I've mentioned it a few times. I've lost my gaming mojo. And I couldn't work out why. And it's been frustrating me for a while. It's really, really been getting to me, you know. I'd like, at one time, you know, I used to, like, I was like I say, all my gaming is done late at night after the family have all gone to bed, including my wife. So, like, at one time I'd be like, going, oh, come on, you must be tired, love. Go on, you must be tired. Go and watch the telly upstairs. Go on, bugger off, you know. But no, now that's all gone. I don't really get into that sort of mindset anymore. And then when I am finally left to my own devices of an evening, I'm sitting there looking at my Xbox 360 and going, I want to play a video game. I really do, but what do I want to play? And there's nothing really that's kind of grabbing me. And I, you know, even when the times when I do switch the console on, I sit there just flicking from game to game to game just to see if anything jumps up and gets me in, and nothing's pulling me in. Now, I made the decision when the new consoles were launched, the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, that I wasn't going to jump on the bandwagon. I didn't want to get involved straight away, partly because the prices were absolutely ridiculous, but more importantly because I still had a huge back catalogue to go on the 360, which I could get access to really, really cheaply. But also because there was the whole VHS Betamax thing, you know, what's going to be better? Is the Xbox going to be better than the PlayStation? Who knows? And, you know, Microsoft messed up their launch really badly and they really put a lot of people off. And lots of my friends who I used to play with on the Xbox went off and bought PlayStations, and the community got fragmented. I've just mentioned the word there. That's probably given you a clue to where I'm going. So anyway, I'd stepped out of it, and you know, I've had a few people on Twitter and Facebook and stuff messaging me saying, you know, when are you going to get an Xbox, man? And it, as it turns out now, it seems, and Rog isn't going to like to hear this, I'm really sorry, Rog, but bear in mind I'm an Xbox gamer, so the community that I gamed with predominantly were Xbox gamers. A lot of those guys have gone off and bought PlayStations instead of Xboxes. Some of those guys have now bought Xboxes as well as PlayStations. In fact, a lot of them have. A lot of them, bar one, I think, one of them, possibly two of them, have now sold their PlayStations and have stuck with the Xbox One. Because when they're put side by side, the Xbox just comes out as the better console. And that's not from any prejudgment or any sort of fanboyism or anything like that. It's just literally, I'm coming to it now, but I was speaking to a mate of mine yesterday and he says, look, I've had them both side by side. And he wasn't bothered which way he was going to go. But then four or five other people have said the same thing. They've had both consoles and the Xbox is just the better one to go for. So consequently, what's happened is the community that I used to game with on my Xbox, that I kind of drifted away from, community, there's the word again, have now sort of all split off, and some have gone Sony, some have stayed with Xbox, but they've all now come back and they've all got Xboxes again, Xbox Ones, and they're all back together as this big community again, or small, close-knit community. Community, you see, here's the word. So anyway, yesterday, one of the guys that I used to speak to almost every night when I was gaming on the 360, almost every night, he'd be headset on, you know, off into a virtual world, either playing a multiplayer game where we, you know, playing on the same team, or whether we're doing a co-op game or we're helping each other solve puzzles and stuff, or whether we're just doing our own individual games, you know, but having a chat about life in general as we're going. We were quite close, right? But since he moved on to his Xbox One or whatever, I've stopped. We don't play games together because we can't anymore. So we don't like hook up for a chat anymore like we used to pretty much every night of the week. Anyway, I've been playing this game called Clash of Clans on my phone. Tried it a while back, recommended by this guy. Couldn't get into it. It's a freemium thing where, you know, you've got to kind of build stuff and it takes time to build it, or you can spend a fortune and buy loads of gems, and the gems are your key to get through the game faster, but it costs an absolute fortune. So if you're smart, you play the game without spending any money. Anyway, I tried it a while back, couldn't get on with it, went back to it earlier this week and thought I'll have another look at it, because the TV advertising for Clash of Clans has been really, really well, really well done. I don't get sucked in by adverts, but Clash of Clans have done a really good job at advertising their game. Anyway, so I put it back on my phone and I says to this guy, I said, are you still playing Clash of Clans? This is over Twitter. I'm going to have another crack at it. Oh yeah, he says, it's brilliant, I'm still into it. Yeah, I'll help you out, kind of thing. So anyway, he's been giving me a few tips and stuff as I've started, got in the game, and I'm now hooked. I've got it. I understand it now and I've worked it out. And I'm well and truly absorbed in this game. It's really good. Came to a crucial point in it yesterday where I needed to make a decision on how to progress. And I asked him and he says, oh, it's easier to tell you, I'll ring you. Now bear in mind, I haven't spoken to this guy for at least 8 or 9 months, I don't think. Maybe longer. I'm just trying to think now, but maybe longer. But anyway, phones me on Skype, answered the phone, and we were just straight in the conversation. There was no awkwardness. There was no, like, sort of uncomfortableness use a proper term, about not having spoken for ages. Literally, we just fell straight into conversation. And I mean literally, just clicked. No sort of build-up, straight into it. And it was just like nothing had ever changed. It was just like I'd only just been speaking to him the night before, as it was when we were, gaming on the 360 together. And it wasn't just him. There was other guys as well. But I'm speaking to this chap yesterday. So as we're going on, and he's explaining this about the game and stuff, and then we start, general catch-up stuff. How's the family? How's this? How's that? Excuse me. And he said, you know what? He said, I've missed this. He said, you've got to get yourself an Xbox One, man. Come on. And then we started talking about the games and stuff. And you know what? It finally dawned on me. That's why I'm not gaming anymore. That's why I really want to game, but I've lost my mojo. It's because I haven't got that community there anymore. Everybody that I know has gone off and moved on to Next Generation. And me being stubborn and saying, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to stick to me guns. That's been me downfall. And that's why I'm not enjoying gaming anymore. Because I wouldn't say the gaming's secondary to the community. But for me, certainly, they go together. They do really go together. One just feels, it just doesn't feel right without the other. And that really brought it home yesterday, just chatting with him, and it was just like old times, and I thought, this is what I've missed. This is why I'm not gaming anymore. This is why I can't be bothered to put my Xbox on, because I know I'm just going to be sitting there on my own with nobody to talk to. And that sounds really sad and sorrowful. I don't mean it to sound like that. I'm not looking for sympathy. It's just, that's how it's kind of worked out, you know? So yes, I've made the decision that I'm going to sell a load of stuff. So hey, if any of you are after any Christmas presents, I've got a load of gaming stuff to sell. And I'm going to clear out a load of gear. And it's just not really being used very much, or if at all. And I'm going to put all the money together and get myself an Xbox One and get back gaming again with a community. And it occurred to me as I was thinking afterwards, after I'd made this decision and said, can I raise the cash? Because I can't afford it. As you all know, I'm a stay-at-home dad. I don't have an income. I'll get this off my chest as well. I don't claim any benefits, people, my wife earns a good salary. We live on one wage. We have no benefits at all coming into this house. So I think some people kind of think I'm some kind of Dolite. I'm not. I genuinely don't have any income at all other than what my wife earns. So there you go. I'll just get that one out of the way. Anyway, so I can't afford to go off a few hundred quid on a console. So stuff to fund it. The same as I did with my wild camping kit. I kind of realised that my air rifle was sitting in the garage doing absolutely nothing. It's given me much more pleasure since it's gone than it ever did sitting in a box in the garage. So I've now got things like... So if you're after any Christmas presents... PlayStation 3, PlayStation 3, I've got about half a dozen games for, something like that, and a controller, but it's in good nick. I've got a Nintendo Wii with the balance board, so you can do snowboarding, and you can do all your exercise and fitness, and two controllers, and a steering wheel, so you can play Mario Kart, and all that malarkey. I've got all that, and another sort of 10 or 15 games to go with that. And I've got a PlayStation 2 retro gaming now. PlayStation 2 with about, get this, 70 games. Something like that. And I've got all the mics and stuff for doing the SingStar. And I've got two controllers and extension leads and all that malarkey to go with that. That's up for sale. My beloved PlayStation Vita. I love my PlayStation Vita. It's such an amazing piece of kit. But I hardly use it. I hardly use it at all. It sits there, maybe gets a couple of hours a week, if that. So I'm gonna let it go. The money can be used elsewhere. So that's up for sale. My electric guitar, I'm going to sell that as well. I'm going to sell my electric guitar. I bought a guitar ages ago with dreams of standing on stage at Wembley in front of 80,000 adoring fans, banging out the latest hardcore riff on my axe. But no, it's not going to happen. I learned three chords and gave up. My fingers don't move fast enough. So realistically, as much as I keep telling myself, one day I will sit down and I will learn properly, it's not going to happen in the near future. I may as well sell me guitar, sell me amp, and try again in a few years' time. But at the minute, I can use the money that I get for it elsewhere for something more productive that I get more fun out of. So essentially, I'm having a big, massive clear out. And that clear out is not only going to facilitate me to get back into gaming, but it's also going to get me back into the gaming community. And again, it comes back to community. The same thing that is holding the audio boo thing together. It's the community that matters. It's not so much the gaming. It's not so much the blogging. It's not so much either of those things. It's the community that goes around it and the people that you interact with and stuff. And a lot of the people, like I have on Audio Boo, you know, a lot of people that I speak to through gaming have sort of transcended the gaming thing and have become, you know, proper friends, and you know, that we've met up and met in person, and we speak about other things and other walks of life and this kind of thing. And it's that thing where, like, you know, just like it has with Audio Boo, where it transcends the medium that you met upon, and it goes out further than that. And that's so important to me, so important to me these days. And because I'm a bit of a recluse and I don't go out very often, you know, I don't go socialising, I don't go to pubs, I don't go to parties, I don't do any of that. So it is kind of very important to me for this community thing. And it just made me kind of think, you know, it's just the same. It's just the same. You know, it's so important these days for lots of people to feel like a part of an online community. And it's quite strange, really, when you think about it. But strange in a very, very good way. Very, very good way. And it's answered a lot of questions to me as well, because it's finally dawned on me. This is why I'm sitting there looking at a games console every night going, I really want to play that, but I can't be bothered. Why am I feeling like that? It's because there isn't that community behind it. There's not that camaraderie and that feel of friendliness and the banter and the chat and the giggles and the laughs that go with it. And shared experiences as well, especially with the gaming. You know, it kind of, you kind of, you know, you're both on this, you're all on the same wavelength, you're all doing the same thing often. And you know, you're learning from each other and you're helping each other out and sharing your stories of what you've done and how you've done it. And it's just all so, so warm and cozy. It's great. It's great. So there you go. There you go. I wanted to share that with you. Once again, community is king. Community is what matters. So there you go. Yes, I'm buying an Xbox One. Rog, I'm finally jumping on the next-gen bandwagon. I thought I was going to go for a PlayStation 4, but now that I've got the measure of it and I've consulted my oracles, my all-seeing, all-knowing community, they have pointed me at the Xbox One. And I feel very comfortable about that now, and I'm really looking forward to it, but I've just got to get some stuff sold in the meantime. So let the mission to sell all my kit commence. In the meanwhile, I'm going to go back and play a bit more Clash of Clans. Oh, man. Hey, if any of you fancy having a look at that, if you've got patience and you want something that you can just pick up, do a little bit now and again, but it's very, very tactical. It's not just like it's very tactical. You've got to think about what you're doing and you've got to learn how it all works. It's very, very deep. It's very, very deep indeed. Very, very deep. So, yes, have a look. Have a look at Clash of Clans. It's awesome. You can probably hear my little boy counting. Hello. You want a cuddle? My little boy wants a cuddle. Hey, who am I to deny him? I better go and do that now. You want a cuddle and you want to watch BBs? Oh, okay, we'll do that then. Right, I'm going to leave you lovely people. Thank you for listening to me waffle once again. I hope you're all well. Don't forget to get in touch if you want to buy any goodies for Christmas. I have lots of wares to sell. All at much cheapness. Not really. Well, mates rates will apply. Anyway, catch you all later, folks. Hope you're all well, and I will hopefully stay in touch now that I'm back fighting fit. I've got loads of audio boost to catch up on. I am going to probably have to skip most of the Octava stuff because there's so much of it, and I'm just never going to get through it all. But I'm fishing and digging out all the blogs to put into my timeline, and I'm looking forward to listening to all of those. So, yes, I am going to go now because I've got a very cute face smiling at me over his safety gate. And he wants a cuddle from his daddy. Right, I'm going to go. Catch you all later, guys. Take care. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye. I wasn't kissing you, by the way. I was kissing my little boy. Catch you later. Bye, folks.